The art gallery at Temple University is showing never-before-seen work by a prominent artist who died 26 years ago. Hannah Wilke was a feminist whose photography and performance work often featured sexually provocative images of herself. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on an exhibition of work she made in the 1970s.
The long arc of art history features countless examples of phallic imagery, but what if that were countered with more feminine symbolism? That's what a lot of radical feminist artists thought in the 60s and 70s, including Hannah Wilke.
You know, Hannah had a passion for creating vaginal forms.
This is Wilke's sister, Marcy Charlotte.
So that was part of, you know, feminism in the 60s, creating that kind of imagery, and Hannah did it quite a bit. She liked to mark the world with women.
Over her three-decade career, Hannah Wilke's most enduring imagery involved little wads of chewing gum shaped like vulvas. She would stick them on her naked body and take pictures. But there was a whole other angle to her work that she never showed. She would place those little wads of chewing gum vulvas into the natural environment, on flowers, trees, and shrubs. It was a way of celebrating the female gender without explicitly sexualizing it. Wilke herself never exhibited these photos. She never even had them printed. The negatives were discovered posthumously by her sister and nephew, Andrew Charlotte. Both of them look after her archive.
It seems there are people on both sides of the aisle that think we shouldn't do it as well as should do it.
For years, Andrew and Marcy debated the ethical dilemma of exhibiting work that the artist herself may or may not have wanted shown.
We've had the work for almost 20 years now and have debated that question for a long time. And so it's just time to answer it.
This exhibition was created at the invitation of the Tyler School of Art at Temple University, where Hannah Wilke studied. The head of the Temple Contemporary Gallery, Robert Blackson, says this posthumous show is necessary to fill a gap in scholarship about Wilke's work. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.